Good afternoon, brethren. Thank you for all being here on God's Sabbath. It's always such a pleasure. I'd like to have just kept the song service going for a while. It just sounded so great this morning, or this afternoon. Have you ever been so mad or angry that you could hardly contain your emotions? Sometimes we go through that. I had a couple of days ago, I went almost to that point, but not quite, because I understood there wasn't anything anybody had control over except the person that did it. I won't go any further than that. Most everybody knows what happened. Well, I do believe that this happens to every one of us from one time or another, because our news is constantly filled with headlines of children being victims of shaken baby syndrome, when a parent's anger gets so out of control because the child wouldn't stop crying. A wife being beat because she didn't cook the meal the way the husband wanted. Older children beating or killing their parents because they were asked to do the chores or didn't think that they should have to obey their parents. The list just goes on and on and on. I remember as a youth, it's amazing that I can remember back that far, but as a youth or preteens to early teens, I would be so angry about things that became pent up inside me. Little things that bothered me here and there. I become so angry inside that suddenly something would happen or somebody would say something that would just any other time mean nothing to me. But then I would just explode. I'd just come unglued, as I'd say. Then afterwards, I'd be really, really extremely sorry, remorseful and apologetic. It always left me with these deep feelings of guilt to the point I didn't even want to see that person or people for a long time after that because I felt this guilt. This message today is just to help us to understand a little bit what causes this, why we don't get rid of it, and how we can overcome this anger feeling. If you turn with me to Ephesians 4, we'll read verses 26 and 27. It says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, or give place to the devil." In verse 31, just a few little ways down, says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." Verse 32, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving, even as God in Christ forgave you." Anger is one of the most prolific, insidious means Satan uses to rip apart marriages, families, and friends. A part of this is because we don't follow the second half of verse 26. "Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." We've all probably heard the saying that if something is bothering you, get it off your chest. And I know if something's bothering me, if I would approach it immediately, I could take care of it. Of course, it's not as easily done as it sounds, and I think we probably all know what I mean. When we don't apply this one concept, we allow anger and frustration to simmer and build up like a pressure cooker without an escape valve, to the point it just blows up, hurting everybody or anybody around at the moment. You do and say things that you ordinarily wouldn't, causing hurt and shame. Sometimes families get together for like a family reunion or just to get together. This is supposedly to have this great time to have one person in the party bring up something from the past about someone else to stir up angry emotions. Sometimes this is not intentional, but it just slips out. You know, you say something. But it stirs up these angry emotions between them. And if you find you're in a situation like this, the first approach would be to reconciliation. Go to that person and speak with them. Matthew 5, we'll turn there. We'll read verses 21 through 26. You have heard that it was said of those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in anger of the judgment. And whoever says, brother, raka, shall be in danger of counsel. But whoever says, you fool, that's putting them down that they're worthless, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you. And it may also be that you have something against them that you need to take care of. Leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you're on the way with him. Lest your adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown in prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there until you have paid every penny. So it can cost you dearly, just in friendship, but also financially, if you do something in that order. Many times we find by doing this reconciliation before the sun goes down, this misunderstanding may be just that, and nothing else, just a misunderstanding. Because somebody maybe has said something, used the wrong phrase or the wrong word. We all do that occasionally. We say something and say, well, why did I say it like that? Or why did I even say it at all, you know? But because we don't address it properly and immediately, it festers up over time to cause even a major rift between two people who care very much for each other. Much of the time this happens because of a misinformed third party, and this is very important here. A misinformed, A misinformed third party says something to another, thus starting a rumor, without knowing all the facts, causing a major hurt or pain or heartache. And even if you do know all the facts, and it is true, it doesn't mean you have to repeat it. Many times there's things that are said, somebody tells you something, leave it there, leave it alone. But it doesn't need to be said. I remember two sisters that refused to speak to one another for probably over 10 years because another person told one of the sisters that the other sister was emotionally involved with her husband. But rather than address the issue immediately, it was allowed to fester and build up to the point of ruining the relationships of these two sisters. Had a nice relationship before. It was finally resolved and discovered that there was nothing to the allegations. However, these two people suffered hard and long for something that should not have had to have endured because somebody started a rumor that wasn't true. We can all do things and say things to hurt another person without meaning to. We should immediately go to that person and apologize when we're aware of it to make reconciliation. And I'm not talking about anybody here. I'm talking about me, you know, as well. Matthew 18:15, you won't need to... let's go ahead and turn there. Matthew 18, verse 15. I think I'm out of scriptures now. Got my third one. 18:15. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, and him alone, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained a brother. However, should you suspect that you sinned against someone, offended your brother, don't wait for them to come to you. Make the first move. The longer a misunderstanding or an offense is allowed to continue, the harder it will be to become reconciled. And if you are being avoided by someone, or you find you are avoiding someone, remember, someone has to take the first step in reconciliation. It may be that that person that is avoiding you is going through a very difficult time. And just by you showing that you care enough to be concerned might just be the help that they need to get through a difficult trial. Because sometimes people have something on their mind. And maybe they don't speak to you, or maybe they don't make eye contact with you, and you just keep on because they've got too much going on up here. So be always be mindful of that. It's not that they're ignoring you or have something against you. They just have other things going on in their life. On the other hand, should you find that you're avoiding someone else, you may just want to ask that person if, have I done something to offend you? This, in turn, will give both parties a clear conscience about their relationship. It'll give them peace of mind. We always remember we're here to help and edify one another. We're told in Romans 12:15, I won't turn there, but rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Verse 18, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. And finally, in verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. And please don't feel that anybody's offended me here, because nobody has. I just found this as a subject that was dear to me that I needed to talk about. But if I have offended anybody, don't let the sun go down, please. Let us remember the words of Rodney King. I mean, most of us remember Rodney King back in 1992. Says, I believe it was 1992, says, can't we just all get along? You know. Remember, the last 6 of the 10 Commandments deal with our relationship with one another. We have a copy of the 10 Commandments back there on the table if anybody would like one. Brethren, I prepared this before the days of unleavened bread, but another subject came up, so I changed it before. So just remember that to contemplate anything that we do, continuing in the mode of being unleavened, you know, getting sin out of our lives. Contemplate the physical effect of a misspoken word can work like leaven, causing destruction of relationships and hurt feelings. Removing the leaven from our lives is much more than using a magnifying glass to remove little crumbs of bread out of the carpet, the cuffs of the trousers, or though removing the physical is very important. It's more important to put the microscope to evaluate our own spiritual condition. And we just finished, yesterday was the last day of unleavened bread, and we just finished going through all the unleavening, and we're still doing it. And we'll continue doing it for the rest of our lives until Jesus Christ returns. So anyway, I hope this has been a help to everybody, and to me, got it off my chest. Have a very nice Sabbath. Thank you.